Hi, I'm Dawn Clark, and welcome to our series of podcasts all about the world of lettings and the private rented sector. Today we're going to be talking about selling your rental property. We're currently in a climate where many landlords are looking to sell their rented properties. This might be because they've had them for many years and it's time to retire and cash in on their investments, and the market's good at the moment. It might be because it's no longer a viable option due to new or upcoming legislation, or an increase in interest rates and the introduction of Section 24, which came in 2020. It might be because of the new minimum energy efficiency standards that we've talked about previously. So there are many reasons that landlords are looking at selling at the moment. So, if you're a landlord and you have explored all your options and made the decision to sell your property, you may decide then that you want to consider selling with your tenant in situ, especially if they have been living there for a while and they don't want to move. Or before we get to that point, with the news of the Skipton Building Society offering 100% mortgages at the moment, subject to conditions, your tenant may be in a position to buy it themselves. But if that isn't an option, then there are a few things you should prepare beforehand to get your ducks in a row. And I'm just going to go through a few of those with you now. As specialist letting and property management agents, we are fully aware of all the legislation involved and the certificates needed prior to letting a property. A lot of this legislation has been introduced over the last 20 years. So, depending on how long your tenant has been resident in a property, you may need to check your tenancy is fully compliant with all of these conditions. And also bear in mind that a mortgage lender and or solicitor will be asking for all of this information during a sale that is progressing. And you certainly don't want that to fall through when you're halfway through the conveyancing process. If your property has been let and or managed by an agent, then you should be able to get all of this information from your agent. If you haven't used an agent and you've done it yourself, then start digging through the archives to see if you can find it. So first of all, you will need a copy of your signed tenancy agreement. This will need to be dated also, and any renewal agreement that you've had with your tenant since then, see if you can get a copy of that too. Secondly, what is the current rent? If you've had any rent increases since your tenancy agreement was signed, you will need to have some sort of paperwork or documentation to show what the current rent is, and a statement of your rental income as well to show to any mortgage lender or solicitor. The next thing you need to look at is the number of occupiers over 18 that are living in the property. Because if you've got more than three occupiers living there and they're not all part of one family, so they're in two or more households, your property could be considered to be an HMO. Might not be an HMO that needs a license, but it's still an HMO. And again, that could stop any potential sale from going through if you haven't got all of the information you need and the compliance to do with an HMO. Next thing is, are they working tenants or are they claiming housing benefit or universal credit? Again, shouldn't be a major problem, but it is one question that a mortgage lender or a solicitor will ask during that conveyancing process, so you will need to have all that information as well. Did you have the references to start with? Were they all satisfactory? Did you have a credit check carried out? If not, you may need to get that credit check carried out at that stage when you're selling, and your safety certificates. So if your tenancy began after the Deregulation Act came into effect in 2015, you will need proof that you served the certificates to your tenant prior to the tenancy commencement. So first of all, you're looking at your energy performance certificate. That has to be an E rating or above. Your gas safety certificate, that was valid at the time. You will also need a valid one at the time that you're actually selling the property. The how to rent guide, that was valid at the time. and the electrical installation condition report. Those regulations came into effect in 2020, so your certificate needs to be dated 2020 or after that. So all these certificates are needed and the relevant ones are needed at the time your tenancy commenced. The next thing is the deposit. If your tenant has paid a deposit, then that deposit should have been registered with one of the government schemes at the time the tenancy commenced or within 30 days of receiving that deposit. If you did not register that deposit in time and serve your tenant with the correct paperwork, then your tenancy agreement may not be as valid as you think it is, and that could make a potential sale fall through purely because of that. Because if your deposit wasn't registered within 30 days of receiving it when the tenancy commenced, then a Section 21 notice to serve on your tenant may not be valid. So again, one of the things that you need to double check. And finally, are there any outstanding repairs at the time that you're looking at selling your property? Because again, that could affect all of the tenancy documents later on down the line. So check that too and make sure that you've got your repairs in hand. So once you've got your valuation on your property, then you need to look at finding out what the yield is. The yield is based on the rental income, and it's calculated on, you multiply the rental income by 12, you divide it by the valuation figure and multiply that by 100, and that gives you a percentage. So if that percentage is 5% or above, then it could be suitable for selling as a buy-to-let property with a tenant in situ. If it's below 5%, then it's probably not going to be suitable for an investment property at the moment in the current climate. So you may need to start looking at selling your property with vacant possession and serving notice on your tenant. However, one other thing that you need to look at is when was the last time your rent was reviewed? Because if it hasn't been reviewed or increased in the last 12 months or so, then you might need to look at actually doing a rent increase for your tenants who could well afford it at that point, and in order to stay in the property, and then recalculate the yield based on the increased rent. And again, 5% or over, it could be suitable. So if that's okay, then we can carry on and sell your property for you. To wrap it all up, in summary, if you're looking at selling your property with a tenant in situ, then check all your paperwork, get all your ducks in a row, and get your valuation done to see whether it's a viable option. If you need any help in checking your paperwork, checking your documents, your certificates, and getting the valuation done and selling your property with or without your tenant in situ, then contact me on 07967 209011. And thank you very much for listening.